Back in February, Lansing-based reporter Susan Demas began a column this way. I don't think Joe Schwartz will run for governor as an independent, but I wish to God he would. There's simply no one better equipped to steer the state at a critical point in our history. Demas was far from alone in her assessment. Once upon a time, a man like Schwartz would have been the GOP's dream candidate. He's a fiscal conservative who's for a strong national defense, but also a moderate on social issues. He has a stunning background. He's a decorated Vietnam veteran who went back for a second hitch with the CIA. He's been a congressman, mayor of Battle Creek, and served 16 years in the state Senate, where he was an expert on higher education funding and a fierce defender of our state's universities. And he's also an ear, nose, and throat doctor who practices full-time in Battle Creek. Schwartz was a lifelong Republican until a few years ago, when he didn't leave his party so much as it left him. 4 years ago, running for re-election to Congress, he was defeated in the primary by a former Bible salesman backed by a lot of out-of-state money. They charged that Schwartz was a liberal, primarily because he supports embryonic stem cell research and believes that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Schwartz came to realize that he didn't really have a political home anymore, that he cared about Michigan more than he did partisan politics, and that his home state was in deep trouble. Michigan's per capita income is now lower than most states. Its unemployment is higher than anywhere else. The state has a vast budget deficit, and the lawmakers seem paralyzed to act. Partly, that seems to be due to the worst partisan ideological deadlock anyone can remember, coupled with an absence of leadership. Joe Schwartz thought it might be time for an independent governor, and that he might be the man who could do it. As a legislator, Schwartz knew how to put together deals. There'd be yelling and swearing and table-pounding, and the job would get done. Last winter, he told me he would run as an independent if he could raise enough to have a reasonable chance. How much money would you need, I asked. He thought $6 to $8 million at a minimum. If that sounds obscene, remember that 4 years ago, Dick DeVos spent $45 million to lose. But the funding proved impossible. Yesterday, Schwartz told me he was abandoning his effort. I've decided that the logistics, especially the fiscal ones, of running for governor won't work. He said he'd been never one to walk away from a fight, but added, the money is simply an almost insurmountable barrier. So, the candidate with the most experience at governing and getting it done can't run. Whether he could have won isn't clear, though more states are electing independent governors. What is clear is that for many, the present system isn't working. Once, when I was interviewing Schwartz, a woman came up and begged him to run. Every intelligent person in Michigan wants you, she said. Something like that once happened to Adlai Stevenson, who looked at his adoring supporter. That's not enough, madam, he said. I need a majority.